The Gemara says in Daf Kuf Gimel Aleph that Shoyal Adam Betuva La'ilam. A person could be Shoyal Betuva forever. And the Gemara says, but who did Kanim Nei, but only if he made a Kinyan? What does it mean, Shoyal Betuva? Rashi says, Imra Adam Kulil Chaver Vamar Shilena Betuva. Basically, you could borrow a kli from your friend la'ilam forever, as long as it's ra'ilam malacha, my shayla goes on forever, and I could keep on keep it or keep on borrowing it even after I return it. But that's only if you make a kinyan. If it's kanimine, besides the mashiach rishon, you have to make a kinyan sudder, because as Rashi says, the kanimine ba'ilam of loy kanim chi ahadei kosa kinyan the mashiach rishon. If you're not kanimine, the original mashiach is bottle once you return it. And the Ritva over here is bothered with Akasha. He says, why should that be? Why shouldn't the Mashiach HaRishana help? If the Mashiach HaRishana helps for the Shayla that you're doing now, let it, if you have in mind to do it La'ilam, you want to be Shayla B'tuvai, that, let that Mashiach work forever. What's the reason why the Mashiach HaRishana doesn't work and you need to have a new Kanam Yadot? And I think you might be able to answer his Kasha. It'll be something that Rabbi Zalman writes in Aben Ozel in Shayla Pekad and Perek Alpha Lachachet. So he's going on a very similar kasha that the Rush asks. It's a little drop different, but similar type of kasha, and I think what he says over there would answer the Ritva as well. He says the emes, this whole din of Shayla, the whole musig of Shayla, of Shayl, is a Gvaldik Echidish. I mean, without the Pasik, there wouldn't be such a concept that you could be Shayl something, because what is Shayla? If we think about it, it's not a kinin or guf. You're not kind of a guf achiv. It's not even a kinin for Zman. It's basically a schus ishtamshus. I have a schus to use your chayfet. So where do we find such a thing that I have a schus to use your thing, even though it's not really mine, but it's yours? So that's the chiddush of the pasuk. It's exactly the concept that there's a musig of a shayl, that by doing a mashicha, you could be shayl chayfet and have a schus ishtamshus lizman, even though you're not kaina anything. But ein lecha ba'el chidusha, that the parish of shayl is a schadish when you do it lizman. The Torah allows you to have a schus ishtamshus if you're going to use it and then give it back. That you could do. But to have a schus ishtamshus la'olam, that's already a new chiddush. That's something new that we don't find in the parsha of Shoyal. The parsha of Shoyal was not set on la'olam. The whole parsha was only set on l'zman. You take it and you give it back. So now you're trying to do something which is a new thing. You're hader kusha adukta. It's not a kinyan. It's not a kinyan l'zman. It's not a kinyan aguf. Where do you find such a thing that you could do that? That's not nichol in the parsha of the regular parsha of Shoyal. So for that, the mashicha doesn't work. Not because the mashicha can't go so far, but the whole mashicha is only schadish in the parsha of Shoyal, not in this new type of thing that you're doing. And that's why you need to have a kinyan sudder. If you make a kinyan sudder, then that could help. A kinyan sudder is not a kinyan in the gufa kli. You can use a kinyan to be kind of schuyas and tashmishim. And the mela could be used to be kind of this forever. But the regular din mashicha, being that that was nischadish in the parsha of shayl, and this is not the regular parsha of shayl, then a taka would work, and that could be the yishuv to the kasha beritva.